I don't know why I felt compelled to do the colic before the music, but thanks for hanging in with me. Sometimes things just happen. Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. As I read this passage, the thing that stood out to me the most was the fact that Jesus called out and called this woman to him to be healed. The men were in the synagogue, and she was outside, as women were supposed to be. And clearly, she was suffering from physical pain, and likely emotional pain as well. She's not the person that you wanted at the top of your party invitation list. The healing part of the story is amazing, but it's also amazing the way Jesus acted. He acted in defiance of law and protocol. He called this woman to come into the synagogue, not only a woman, but also on the Sabbath, and oh, by the way, unclean because of her disability. She didn't come to him, and she likely wasn't even in real proximity to him, nor did she ask anything of him. It was definitely an intentional act on Jesus' part to bring attention to her and to bring attention to the importance of his ministry, the time to renegotiate the law, to begin the new law. He knows what she needs, and he calls her, being prepared to give her what she needs. Nowhere does it suggest that she asked him for anything. Everyone probably maybe didn't even notice her, because people like that were just sort of shoved away and became like part of the scenery. Again, this is a way that Jesus made sure that everybody saw her. In the context of the healing experience, Jesus does two things. First of all, he calls her and he says to her that she is set free, and then he lays hands on her. Two separate kind of things. She needs physical healing, and Jesus sees that she needs more than that. She needs physical healing, yeah. But Jesus also knows that she needs emotional healing, as do we all. As Christians, we long for a close encounter of the Jesus kind. Wish I had some music. Obvious, mysterious. As Christians, we want to experience Jesus' presence in a real way. Most of the time, our hope is that Jesus will manifest himself right in front of us, and we'll be thrilled that Jesus showed up. A mountaintop encounter. That's what we want. It's difficult for Christian folk to recognize Jesus in their lives from a distance. The thought is that a real Jesus experience should be right in your face and obvious. A real Jesus experience should be emotional, powerful. How can you claim a real Jesus experience that calls us from afar? Here's the thing. Jesus knows what we need, and he calls us to him. He calls us to him in unlikely ways, and sometimes we just don't hear or recognize that call. The woman had no idea what was going to happen. She had no idea what was going to happen when Jesus called her to come to him. But she listened and she obeyed. This required significant bravery and courage on her part, because she was violating multiple laws by stepping into the temple, by being a woman and having a disability. All these no-nos. She took a risk. Sometimes we have to listen for Jesus in unusual and maybe even risky ways. When we take a risk, Jesus' presence will be with us. And even when we don't see Jesus, Jesus sees us. I sometimes wonder how many opportunities I've missed because I was expecting Jesus to make his presence known to me right there, obvious. What do you want me to do, Jesus? Okay, got it. Maybe sometimes I needed to look outside of my own experience to know Jesus. Maybe my own doubt or my own faith interfered with me recognizing that Jesus was calling me over. It's important to note, Jesus did not go to the woman. He called the woman to him. Is Jesus calling us to him? Is Jesus calling you to him? Are we willing to respond and go to Jesus? Or do we expect to just stand there and wait for Jesus to show up? Oh, you didn't hear me? Okay, I'll come closer. In response to the woman's answering Jesus' call, he makes her visible. He reaches out physically to heal her with the laying on of hands, and then he declares her free from the bind of Satan. OMG. On the Sabbath, no way. It's no surprise that the powers that be chastise Jesus for violating the sanctity of the Sabbath. Jesus calls them out and quickly dispenses with any agreement that they might think he has at that point. As a matter of fact, he makes a counterpoint, making it clear that actually shames his accusers, making it clear what the law, how the law interfered with doing his call. And in response to this, all this crowd that had gathered to see Jesus, they were elated. It says that they were rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. It was a happy time, but not to the leader of the temple. He was a harumphing, if you will. He was not part of the joyful crowd. He was not pleased. We all know how this gives us an insight, a vision towards what we know is going to happen in Jesus' near future. We know that Jesus will eventually shatter all the rules when he goes to the cross to free us all. He calls us all to believe that the power of the cross is real, and nothing in or around us can defeat that power. Jesus calls us to him. And when we answer, miraculous things happen. Amen. Please stand.